and breathe and relax. Oh, I tell you what, that last weekend of Davabet Welsh Premier League action, I think we all need to calm down a bit, step away from it. By the way, that noise in the background isn't Jonah talking, it's whale music. I think we need a bit of peace and tranquility in the league. Red cards flying all over the place, people arguing, fighting. Now, let's hear from the whale. Let's see what he's got to say. Jonah, it was all a little bit het up. I think we need to calm down, really, don't we?
Mark, everyone's entitled to show their emotions, as we all have before. You don't get any good of getting a red card for your team. It usually costs your team a defeat. We've all made mistakes in football, right? And we've all suffered red cards. It's what, you know, emotions is all about. But there's not many winning teams on a weekend had red cards, if you analyse them. And the losing teams are usually the ones who ends up with a red card. So at the end of the day, they cost you. And that's why the teams usually with the best discipline come higher in the league.
Just as a follow-up question, Jonah, have you seen it be that bad-tempered in some of those games ever in this league?
It was like the end of the first section of games, and there's plenty of emotion about it. People may have had that where they weren't switched on enough. They may have thought it was the last game of the season, but it was definitely not the last game of the season because their next game is only in 14 days' time, and them teams will have key players missing in big games now. You know, Matt, I've been sent off in my time. Plenty of great players and, you know, managers have been sent off in their times. It happens all over the world of football. But discipline is a key factor. And usually the teams, like I said, with the best players and the best discipline, don't suffer these problems.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap.
Well, mind the gap indeed, especially if you're in the top six of the Davabet Welsh Premier League from now on in. Gap Connors Quay beating TNS. A cracking performance on a tough pitch, it has to be said. But Andy Morrison spoke to us after that game, and I tell you what, he's sending out a warning shot not only to TNS for the rest of the season.
Everyone to a man just gave everything, you know, when they're shattered in there. And it's, you know, it's a reward for, you know, I said before the game it was 22 games. That they'll be judged on, you know. But look, since I've come in, I mean, you know, I believe we're top of the league in form. But you know, we're judged on 22 games, and nobody at Connors Quay is taking any credit for getting in there, because with the group we've got, we should be in there, you know. So I'm not saying we've done fantastic or anything, like, you know, that's where this group should be, you know. And I'm not jumping from the rooftops. I'm proud as punch today, but that's where Connors Quay should be, you know. And we will be bringing people in, and you know, we're going to go full out, and we will have a massive say in who gets into Europe this year. Connors Quay will have a huge say in who gets in.
So, Jonah, Andy Morrison making a big statement there. Look out for us. We're the team that will decide the European spaces. What did you think of Gap's performance against TNS and Andy's rallying cry there?
Well, the Andy Morrison revolution is now in full swing, and the TNS result must have pleased him so much, Mark, because, you know, he was a big part of the Airbus team. TNS were usually their bogey team, and TNS always, you know, used to get the better of Airbus. So, you know, I think his statement now is that they're up and they're ready to go. It's refreshing. Everybody usually, you know, borders on the being cautious and don't say nothing. They'll say, you know, get ready for the next game. We've just got to look forward to our next game. For Morrison to make a statement like that, I think it's fantastic. You know, he's saying to people, my team are now good enough to compete with the best. Watch us from here on in. Great statement, refreshing for the league, and, you know, well done.
And what a thriller it was between Aberystwyth and Newtown for that last spot. Red cards, flying tackles, a little bit of indiscipline, I have to say. Chris Hughes, the man who took the spoils for Newtown, let's get his thoughts on the game.
Yeah, we started excellently. We knew it was important to start well. You know, Aber had a few key players missing. Probably different lineup than they normally have, so it was important for us that we started well and we were on the front foot, and I thought we were excellent. You know, we could have, the only disappointment really was we didn't score 4 or 5 in that first 15 minutes. I thought we blitzed them really.
The second half wasn't an awful lot of pressure from Aberystwyth, but when there was, you soaked it up ever so well. The back four were tremendous.
Yeah, that shows how much we've grown. You know, I think the experience we've had in the summer, you know, it's made them into men. You know, they saw second half, they saw the game out, they managed the game excellently well, you know, slowed the game down when we needed to, and, you know, I thought we thoroughly deserved the win today.
So Newtown do it again, Jonah, in the top six. And they like a big occasion, don't they? They like the one-off games where they have to prove their worth. Well, I don't know whether Newtown fans do. They probably lost a few fingernails in it. But certainly they seem to perform during the big games, don't they?
Well, I was speaking to one of their fans after the game on Saturday, after the live game, and they said they love taking it to the wire. They're taking it to the wire. That's three seasons in a row now they've made the top six. It's a good achievement by Newtown and a great achievement by their manager, Chris Hughes. You know, and as you thought you said, these last to the wire games, last season's playoff 2-1 against ABBA to get into Europe. They beat Valletta, don't forget, twice. That they were in massive games. Top six decided again against ABBA this weekend, just gone. They won that. They're getting a tag right of big game players, and that's a decent tag to have. You know, would you count them out of getting into Europe again if they got to a European playoff? You know, they're used to big games. They're performing in big games. And all you can say to them is, well done. They deserve the win on Saturday.
And what is going on at Aberystwyth? We have to make the point here, of course, Ian wasn't very well for that game. All our best wishes for a speedy recovery, Ian, from everybody at the podcast. But, you know, there were discipline problems at Aberystwyth. They've left it late again. They're now in the bottom six. What is going on at ABBA?
Mark, ABBA have had they've had a bad run at the wrong time. I think most people would have put ABBA in the top six. And they all know they've had a run of fixtures which could have got them into the top six. You know, them players, they had Haverford West at home, Port Talbot at home, Newtown at home. They most probably needed about 4 points to definitely get in, and they failed. An experienced group of players, you know, but they've got to go out and prove now to a lot of people. They took a lot of stick from a lot of quarters since Saturday about their discipline, about their, you know, not performing so well on the final day. But as a group of players now, you know, and as a club, they just got to get together, get in seventh spot, and maybe do, you know, qualify through Europe that way. And that's the way to answer your critics when you're in a bad run. There's no doubt, right? ABBA have hit a very, very, you know, bad run, but they got 10 games to prove themselves to get out of it.
Bangor missing the cut, although they did take home 3 points, of course. They now face some long trips in that bottom half of the table, and that really is in the mind of Neville Powell.
You know, the reason why we're not in the top six are games against Port Talbot, Carmarthen, you know, Haverford West away, them games. So we've got to make sure we're better than we have been when we go down there, you know. And you've got Steve Lewis in that can hold the ball up, big target man when you need it, when you're down in South Wales. So, hopefully we can get some good results on the road and make sure we cement that seventh place, which it won't be easy, but we're looking forward to it and fingers crossed we can do it.
They now face a heck of a lot of trips down to the south, down to the west, in that bottom section. Is that going to be a problem for them? Who is going to take that seventh, Jonah?
You know, if they can reproduce last season's finish, they'll coast seventh because they were fantastic in the last 10 games last season. Fabulous with Gary Wright, with that experienced group of players, they could still sneak into seventh spot. Carmarthen, you know, they could edge them out. They'll both be looking for that, right? But the race is still on down there, Mark. I think when you say there's 10 games to go, people, they just say, oh, okay, there's only 10 games to go. 30 points. Any of the bottom six now go on a great run and take, you know, 23 points out of 30, mate. They're seventh. 20 points out of 30 now, you're seventh. And you're in a European playoff. And every change room in the bottom six needs to, you know, look through the stats and say 20 points, especially from Port Talbot upwards, and they could be in a European playoff.
So, it is World Cup final day. It's TNS against Denbigh at MBI Llandudno. In a minute, we'll hear from the Denbigh manager and also check on pitch conditions. But let's hear to the man who's already got his hands on the cup because they won it last season and is definitely looking for his first piece of silverware of the season. It's Craig Harrison, the TNS manager. Craig, how do you fancy your chances?
Yeah, well, it's the same as every cup final we'll get ourselves into then. Obviously, we do fancy our chances, you know, with the current holders, we're proud of that, and you know, current holders of a treble. So you know, it is the first opportunity to get silverware early on in the season and put a marker down. And you know, we want that treble again this year.
And Denbigh haven't got there by luck, have they? They've knocked out a few Premier League teams already.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you might say, you know, you look at cup games and cup finals, and sometimes, you know, you see smaller teams getting the cup finals and they might have caused one upset, to, you know, maybe two at the most, but it's been three. You know, they beat Rill at Rill, they beat Airbus at home, they beat Connachty at home. You know, and I was at the Connachty game. I went to watch a game and, you know, and it was a close game. Connachty just missed the penalty before Denbigh scored, but the amount of effort and, you know, and how hard the lads worked. You know, they deserved it on the night.
But what kind of boost did you get last season when you lifted the World Cup for the rest of the season?
It is nice to get silverware early on. It's something that we're, like I said earlier, the club, the team, myself, we want to win every game we're playing. You know, we're training up at Landing North tonight on their surface, and we'll be ready when it comes to Saturday. You know, obviously we got beat at the weekend the first time this season, so the lads will be more than enough for it to prove people wrong and, you know, and put a few wrongs right, and that'll be so important for everyone on Saturday.
I was going to say, is that the mentality after that defeat by Connors Quay? Is it, right, we've got a chance to make amends now, or is there still a few heads down after losing that game?
No, there's no heads down. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it takes a special feat to go for the whole season unbeaten. You know, you're going to get beat at some point. You know, so it's fact, it's way of life, and, you know, it's such a hard feat to go the whole season without getting beat. That's why there's only probably three or four teams throughout the history of British football have done it. So you look at it and you think, you know, we'll get on with it, you know, without having a bit of a mourner. And, you know, the conditions, the pitch was very, very poor and we struggled, and Connors Quay deserved it on the day because we played the conditions better than we did. But, you know, certainly not. We've got a lot of proud professionals in that dressing room, and yeah, we were gutted on Saturday, probably Saturday night and Sunday, but, you know, we trained Monday and we're going to train today and train Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and prepare for it properly and make sure that it's the first step to putting that defeat behind us.
And what does a one-off game do for you in terms of the long-term vision of TNS? Because obviously, you know, you're getting into Europe every season. Your aim is to go further in Europe every season, and that is normally one-off, two-off games. Does a game like this help focus a cup final? You know, it's 90 minutes or bust?
Yeah, it is. You know, it is. But I think on the flip side of it, I think that's why we've probably done so well in general, because we're almost a cup final team. We never, ever go out to get a result. You know, we never go out to get a draw. We never go out to avoid defeat. We go out every single game to win the game. You know, whether that's the first minute, the last minute, you know, you look at it and we'll try every single game to win. So I think it suits us, you know, perfectly. You know, we'll be going from the first minute, you know, we'll be getting at Denby and we'll be putting them under pressure and we'll be asking questions and, you know, we're going to try and play at a very, very high tempo and try and keep our relentless momentum and pressure on them and see how it goes.
So the other manager who will be wanting to get his hands on that trophy is Gareth Thomas from Denby. Gareth, welcome back to the podcast. We haven't spoken for a while. How are things going?
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Obviously, this is your big moment now. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's, you know, it seems to have been hanging around for a while since the semi-final. And the weather's not helped matters because we've hardly played for the last couple of weeks. So we're all looking forward to it. You know, it's a massive occasion for the club and we just want to get the game played, really.
Stands in your stead, did it? Fresh legs?
Fresh legs. Could be fresh or heavy, I don't know. I think we've had two games since Christmas, so it's not ideal. We've, you know, we've done plenty of training, but it's not ideal. I think, you know, we just have to see how we go and go from there, really.
Now, obviously, since the last time we spoke as well, you had a little bit of a trouble in the Welsh Cup, soundly beaten by Barry Town. Is it time to try and make amends for that?
Yeah, we were awful at Barry on the day. We went into the game, you know, we prepared well on the artificial. We'd done a few training sessions, but on the day, we were dreadful. We got punished for poor defending more than anything. I think out of six goals, I think we gave five of them away. I think there was only one they had to put a decent move for. We just defended poorly on the day. So, yeah, it's time for us to stand up, be counted now and start putting some performances back.
And some people say you might be catching TNS at the right time because they lost against Connors Quay and they obviously are at a weak spot.
Well, if that's what you want to say, at the end of the day, I think any other manager in that Welsh Premier to take care losing the last game to be their first game in the season that they've lost. So is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? I don't know.
And days like this, cup days, where you have a 90-minute game and it's everything to fight for, how does that help in your aim in the league? Because, you know, you still want to get out to the Cymru Alliance and perhaps not this year get into the Welsh Premier, but you still want to be winning that Cymru Alliance, don't you?
yeah, you want to be competing for any competition that you play in. What it's done for the club at the end of the day, it's raised the profile. The chairman's got an aim of where he sees the club going and when he wants to get to the Welsh Premier, but it has managed to lift the profile. You know, if you look at the numbers we'll be taking on Saturday, the club have sold a hell of a lot of tickets. I think this morning when we all spoke as a committee, they've been ordering tickets right from when we got there, and I think this morning they had 15 tickets left out of 600 tickets. So, there is interest in the town, which is massive, and it'll only help the club moving forward, especially if we can put on a decent performance. You know, hopefully it'll help attract sponsors. You know, it may help with grant money, you know, with stuff that they want to do for the ground. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's all positive for the club.
And arguably, playing at a Llandud knows technically a home game for you, because it's closer than TNS are going to be anyway.
It's closer than TNS are going to be, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't have minded it being at Rill on the grass.
Well, wherever it's played, I'm sure you're going to have a fantastic time. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks very much, Mark. Thanks very much.
So the club that has the glory of hosting this World Cup final is Llandudno. And I've got James on the line now from Llandudno. You must be delighted to be hosting a big event like this.
Yeah, over the moon. In our first season at Dafferback Welsh Premier League as well, it's a massive achievement for the club. But it just shows, you know, the hard work we've put in off the pitch and on the pitch this season sort of paying off. And the Welsh Premier League and the World Cup organisers have noticed that and decided to hold the final at our venue.
So, early look at the pitch. What's it looking like?
Superb. Yeah, really superb. Lucky enough, we've timed our visit of technical services, who are our pitch maintenance people. We timed the visit just in time for the work this Saturday. They turned up. They've topped up the layers in the surface, the infill, the rubber crumb, as we like to call it. They've topped that up ready for the game, so the surface is in tip-top condition. And when it's got that little bit of evening dew on it, it's going to be even better.
I was going to say, it might feel like a home game to Denby because of the massive amount of fans that they're going to be bringing, but I suppose TNS are more used to playing on 3G pitches.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, for myself, I think TNS have got the slight advantage with the 3G pitch, obviously playing on one themselves. But Denby are a surprise package, as we've seen. You know, they've got all the way to the World Cup final. They've played at MISD before in the 2-2 draw last season, where we could have potentially clinched the Hughes Grove Lions title but couldn't quite do it at home. So they'll be looking forward to the challenge, no doubt. And, you know, the Saints is going to play host to what will no doubt be a superb spectacle of football, and one that we'd definitely recommend to all the Llandudno fans who are in and around the area on the day.
I was going to say, yeah, you want to put out a big appeal for the people in and around Llandudno to come down and watch a great game of football, even though Llandudno are not playing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got tickets on sale from the reception area up until 7 p.m. Of the day before the game. So people can come down, buy tickets ready for the game, if not turn up on the day. Hopefully there'll be some tickets left on the gate. And hopefully, as you say, a spectacular game of football should be on show. TNS and Denby, two very strong teams. Denby doing really well in their league, and TNS obviously top of ours. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting clash, I think.
So for Denby fans and TNS fans who have never been there before, where's the best pub? Where's the best way in? What's the logistics of the way that they should behave this Saturday?
Well, there's a variety of ways to get into Llandudno, as you well know. You've got the train, you've got bus links, and obviously you've got that car. If you are coming by train, stop off at Llandudno's train station. Right opposite, as you walk out the double door, is the Neville straight in front of you. Cracking local bar, and just down the road is obviously MISD, about a 5-10 minute walk away. Coming by car, you know, 55, straight down into town, and there's bars galore absolutely everywhere for everyone to dive into. And obviously we've got our clubhouse as well, which is going to be playing host to the final, and we'll have that manned and stocked up ready for the Denby TNS and Llandudno fans, as you say.
Who's going to win that one, Jonah?
Denby could produce, you know, one of the biggest shocks ever in football since his history started. I think if they were to turn over TNS at Llandudno on Saturday, you know, of course TNS will be favourites to win well. You know, but there has to be a shock in some tournament in football this season. If they were to pull off this shock, Denby, it would be, like I said, the biggest shock of all. But my advice to Denby, their fans, their players, their management team, go and enjoy it. You are Welsh football's cup team of the season. Anything else now is a bonus. You know, the big thing, we've played in cup finals against TNS. They beat us at Carmarthen when they beat us 1-0. Going to the game, you're apprehensive, you're worried, you know, I hope they don't ditch us on the day. But I think, right, the smart money is on, is on TNS. You know, could be winning by a few goals. But hey, Denby, you just got to keep doing what you've been doing in the rest of the tournament. You've been absolutely magnificent. And good luck on Saturday.
And out of interest, of course, TNS lost over the weekend. Is that a bonus to Denby? And we have to mention that Denby, since the World Cup semi-final, have not had the best of form and, of course, have lost against Barry quite convincingly in the Welsh Cup.
Yeah, Mac, I think it was a worse result that could have happened to Denby. TNS getting beat this week. I can imagine Alison saying, right, you know, your cup final places it up for grabs. Now, I should imagine they'll be training like racehorses this week, really eager to put last Saturday behind them. They have got a difficult game coming up, I think, in a 3 weeks' time in the FA Cup, because Ballytown has seemed to hit a bit of form at home again, down on Jenner Park. They won 5-1 again on the weekend. So that's been built up as a big game, by the way, down south. But the big game of this weekend, like you said, is Denby. Hey, go out and play Denby, like I said earlier on. You've had a magnificent tournament. You've beaten three Welsh Premier teams already. No, they were underdogs for every game. They're massive underdogs for this game, but who's to say they couldn't pull it off?
Well, it'll be an exciting evening, whatever, Jonah. And of course, you'll be there with the Scorio cameras for 5:15 kickoff live on S4C, the World Cup final. I hope you enjoy it. I hope the people of Llandudno hosting it enjoy it. I hope Denby enjoy it. I hope TNS enjoy it. And I hope you enjoyed this. And I hope you'll be back next week. Bye.
Brought to you by Audioboom.